Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Opening statements in Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial are scheduled to begin tomorrow in Manhattan. Both sides were in court today.
Harvey Weinstein's attorneys wanted to show specific emails in their opening statement PowerPoint presentation. The judge rejected the request but said they could talk about the content of the emails. The lawyers claim there are dozens of emails that put a lie to the accuser's claims that they were forced into sexual encounters with the former movie mogul. The defense says there were loving emails after the alleged sex assaults and that the relationships continued. Opening arguments are scheduled in the morning. An appeals court rejected arguments to take the case outside of New York City. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The NYPD officers who apprehended the man charged in the machete attack at a rabbi's home in Muncie last month were honored today. Russell Matera and David Radzawan were given a Distinguished Service Award. Aaron Weeder chairs the Rockland County Legislature's Public Safety Committee.
Saying thank you for doing your job hardly seems enough. How can it be enough when a police officer's job is to put his precious and only life in danger for the well-being of others? But we are forever grateful to you both.
Six people were seriously hurt in the machete attack, and the most seriously wounded victim remains in a coma. A three-alarm fire that broke out this morning on Kapok Street in the Riverdale section of the Bronx is now under control. It's on the top floor of a six-story apartment building. No injuries have been reported. In Bloomfield, New Jersey, firefighters have been occupied since about 9 this morning with a fire that destroyed a row of stores on Washington Street. It was a four-alarmer, but there are no reports of injuries there either. There was a fatal fire in Brooklyn last night. It was at Ocean Parkway in Midwood. Police say 11-year-old Shur Tevid suffered smoke inhalation and died. Police say the fire does not appear to be suspicious. A firefighter was seriously hurt. New Jersey Transit has raised fares 5 times since 2002, but not at all since 2015. And it looks like that streak will continue. Governor Murphy confirmed as much today, announcing that fares on NJT buses and trains will not go up in the next fiscal year. Murphy has made reforming New Jersey Transit a central theme of his administration, but he has come under criticism amid the slow pace of any meaningful change. New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams and other community leaders are calling for the resignation of Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance over his handling of sex assault cases.
Williams focused on Manhattan gynecologist Robert Hayden, who had sexually assaulted patients.
17 women came forward.
That's right.
He was allowed to plead to two of them.
Dr. Hayden did not have to serve jail time, but was forced to give up his medical license. This is the same doctor who allegedly assaulted the wife of presidential candidate Andrew Yang in 2012. Reverend Kirsten John Foy is with a group Arc of Justice.
We are calling for Cyrus Vance to resign today.
Time for Cy to go.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, outside the Manhattan DA's office in Lower Manhattan.
Vance is defending his record in sex crimes cases, including the one against Hayden, pointing out that it resulted in Hayden permanently surrendering his medical license. The Rutgers University Board of Governors today named Dr. Jonathan Holloway the school's 21st president. He becomes the first ever African-American to hold that post. Holloway was the provost at Northwestern University, and he replaces Robert Marchi, who is stepping down at the end of the year. Governor Murphy has signed a bill banning the sale of flavored vaping products in New Jersey. It'll take effect in April. Supporters of the ban say flavors are meant to hook young people on e-cigarettes. Opponents say officials should do a better job enforcing the smoking age instead of barring adults from buying products that they enjoy. Remember this?
Now batting for the Yankees, number two, Derek Jeter. Number two.
Well, as you just heard in the sports report, the question today is whether Derek Jeter's number will be called when this year's Hall of Fame vote is announced. It's hard to imagine it won't, and in fact, the real question is whether he'll be a unanimous selection. The results will be revealed at 6 this evening. A Long Island man is under arrest following two incidents with children yesterday at the Broadway Mall in Hicksville. Authorities say 52-year-old Hector Castro of Woodbury approached a 7-year-old boy and grabbed his leg inappropriately, and then approached an 11-year-old girl and touched her inappropriately. Officers tracked down Castro a short time later and arrested him without incident on two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Anyone who believes they may have been a victim of Castro in the past is asked to call the Nassau County Police at 516-573-6352. Emotional support animals are allowed on the subway in New York City, but open alcoholic beverages are not. Now a Brooklyn man is trying to change that, at least for himself. Floyd Hayes has filed paperwork in hopes of making beer his emotional support animal. He says it helps him manage his social anxiety disorder. There's been no comment yet from the MTA, but at least one person at the USA Service Dog Registration is not optimistic. She tells the Brooklyn paper that Hayes can register his beer all day long, but it's not going to get him anywhere. Governor Cuomo has unveiled his plan to address the looming $6 billion budget deficit in New York State. It includes the creation of a task force to come up with $2.5 billion in Medicaid savings, a $1.8 billion cut in payments to localities, and an additional $2 billion in tax revenue. The release of the governor's proposal will set off a process that includes hearings, legislative spending proposals, and tweaks from the governor ahead of the next deadline, March 31st. A surprise announcement today from City Councilman Jimmy Von Bramer. He will not run for Queens Borough President. He tweeted, "Family circumstances have been weighing on me for some time, causing me to reconsider the timing and feasibility of this campaign." He provided no other details.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.